It is all about measurements, isn't it? There are several based units, and all other are derived from the based units. The based units are the seven or eight based units, which are second, meter, kilogram, ampere, candle for intensity of light, mole. That's about it. So, and you must derive all other physical units from those base units. It is crucial to understand that accuracy is how close your measurements are to true values, and precision how close your measurements to each other. So it is related to systematic error. For example, if systematic error is large, it means your precision, your accuracy is low, your precision is high, and vice versa. If random error is large, that probably your accuracy can be high, but your precision is very low. You must be aware of absolute error. You divide the error by the actual value, and absolute error is just the error, and relative error, you divide the error by the actual value of the physical quantity. Percentage is just relative error times 100%. Right? The next thing is significant figures. The significant figures of a number are those digits that carry meaning contributing to its precision. Uncertainty is a term used in subtly different ways in a number of fields, including philosophy, physics, statistics, economics, finance, insurance, psychology, sociology, engineering, and information science. It applies to predictions of the future events, to physical measurements that are already made, or to the unknown. Uncertainty arises in partially observable and/or stochastic environments, as well as due to ignorance. Okay, CI units, meaning International System of Units, includes kilograms, meter, second, kilometer, whereas British units usually include yard, inch, mile, and other things which are not universally accepted.